Thank you. And we want to thank you for your prayers for Mary and I. Mary had surgery on Wednesday, and she's doing quite well, but didn't think she could manage sitting as long as I preach today.
好，感谢弟兄姐妹为我们祷告，尤其是为 Mary 祷告。Mary 星期三做了手术，虽然挺好的，但是她现在还不能到我们中间跟我们坐在一起。
And both of us have received the good word that neither one of us have to deal with the malignancy.
我们两个都得到了一个很好的消息，就是我们没有任何一个人需要我们没有任何一个人诊断到那个肿瘤是恶性的。感谢主。
So we are grateful for your prayers.
非常感谢大家的祷告。
As we open up our Bibles today to John 17, I want us to remember that we all get discouraged with ourselves.
让我们一起打开圣经到约翰福音第十七章。我相信我们很多的人都有这种经历，是觉得有的时候很叫做 discouraged， 失了信，对自己失望。
And whether it's through a major spiritual failure or all the little things that cool our commitment, we sometimes get discouraged.
原因可能是因为灵里边的失败或者是一些其他的事情里边让我们原来的热心削减了。
Think about the Apostle Peter who in the Gospels was either all for Christ or not at all.
我们可以想一想使徒彼得在福音书里边记载，他有的时候说：“哦，我主，我要全然为你。”但是有的时候他也是跌倒的。
The night before the cross, Peter would have a major test.
在主耶稣上十字架的前的那一夜，彼得要经历一个试验。
Yet look at Luke 22:31.
但是当我们翻到路加福音22:31的时候。
Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail.
主说，西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。
We all know how he went on to deny knowing Jesus 3 times that night.
我们都知道那天晚上彼得三次不认主。
Satan knew that the conflict of the ages was coming to a head.
撒旦知道这个一个混乱的时代要来。
He already had Judas, the treasurer, so now Satan goes to work on Peter, the lead disciple.
撒旦已经得着了加略人犹大，就是那个掌管银钱的。现在撒旦要继续，他们要攻击彼得。彼得是门徒里边做领袖的。
We also know how it ended for these men.
我们也知道这两个人的结局。
Both realized with sorrow what each had done. Judas had the sorrow that led to suicide.
两个人都为自己所做的懊悔，但是犹大呢，因为自己的懊悔导致了他的自杀。
But Peter had the sorrow that leads to repentance.
但是彼得因着他的懊悔，是最后他悔改。
What made the difference was the prayers of Jesus for Peter.
我相信这两个结局的不同是因为主为彼得有一个祷告。
My friend, Satan is still active for he knows that his time is short.
弟兄姐妹，我知道，我们知道这个撒旦一直没有停止他们的工作，因为他知道他的时间不多了。
Many churches feel as if they've been sifted like wheat through the pandemic.
很多的教会在经历过去的疫情的时候，也觉得他们自己好像被筛子筛了一样。
The greatest encouragement I know is that Jesus Christ is praying for me and for you and for His church.
但是我所知道的最大的安慰来自于我知道主耶稣自己他为你、为我、为他的教会祷告。
This morning I want to explore what this intercession is from the great prayer of John 17.
从约翰福音的十七章这个伟大的祷告里边，我今天上午想跟大家分享他的这个代祷是什么样的内容。
How may we be encouraged by Jesus' prayers for us?
然后我们也知道是主的祷告怎样安慰了我们。
First of all, let's look at the basis of Jesus' prayer for the believer.
首先我们看一下主耶稣为信他的人祷告的一个基础。
In verses 1 to 5, Jesus prayed for himself and for the great plan of God and for God's glory.
在十七章的一到五节，耶稣为他自己的祷告，因为他来到是为了神一个伟大的计划和神的荣耀，那样一个伟大的目的而祷告。
Beginning in verse 6, Jesus prays for his disciples who represent the believers of all the ages.
那从第六节开始到第十一节，耶稣为门徒祷告，而这门徒也代表了后来的世代中所有跟随主的人。
There are two basic reasons that he prays for the believers.
大概有两个基本的原因是主要为信他的人祷告。
First of all, it's because Jesus has a special relationship with them.
第一个原因是耶稣跟他们有一个非常特别的关系。
This is defined by three things in verses 6 to 8.
从第六节到第八节，我们看到这一个关系啊，是从三个方面来看。
It's defined by what Jesus did.
首先，它是我们可以从耶稣做了什么看到这个关系。
He says, I've revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. I gave them the words that you gave to me.
他说，你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显给他们。你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们。
This means that Jesus taught the disciples about God's character and the plan of God.
这说明耶稣已经告诉门徒关于神的性情和神的计划。
He showed them the true purpose of what it meant to be part of the kingdom of God.
他已经向门徒显明这个成为神国的一员意味着什么。
And then there was what the Father did.
那第二个我们可以看到是父神做了什么。
Jesus prays, they were yours and you gave them to me.
耶稣说他们是你的，你把他们给了我。
Now we know that Jesus spent the whole night in prayer before he chose the 12 disciples.
我们知道在耶稣拣选十二个门徒之前的那天晚上，他是整夜祷告。
But beyond this, the Father would draw all those who would come to Christ.
当然在这之上，父神也会把所有属于他的人招聚到他的面前。
The Bible says that all who are chosen in Christ from the foundation of the world are special objects of God's grace.
圣经告诉我们说，那些从创世之初就被拣选的是神恩典的承受者。
And in a favorite verse of mine, Jesus says, All that the Father gives to me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
这节经文在约翰福音是我最喜欢的经文之一。主说，凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
And then there was what the disciples did.
那第三个方面我们看门徒做了什么。
They have obeyed your word. They knew with a certainty that I came from you and you sent me.
他说他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。
The disciples had trusted Jesus and had received his word.
这些门徒是信靠主耶稣，并且从他领受了神的道。
Now we can remember one of Peter's better moments.
那现在我们可以记起来，在彼得的记载的彼得的福音书里面有一个非常好美好的一个记载。
In John 6, even though Jesus was teaching was becoming difficult, and he had miraculously fed them in the wilderness, the crowds were starting to leave him because he was speaking things they didn't want to hear.
那在约翰福音第六章，当主的教导好像是从表面上看来变得越来越难以领受，虽然他用神迹为在这旷野里边喂饱了他们，但是耶稣的教导却是越来越不容易被人领受。
So Jesus looks at the 12 disciples and he asks, Do you also want to go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go?You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
那个时候门徒里边就有很多退去的，不再和主同行。所以耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？ 那西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
They had left all and followed Christ and they stayed with him.
他们撇下一切跟随耶稣，现在仍然跟耶稣在一起。
Now look at verse 9 of a text.
现在让我们看一下第九节。
I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given to me out of the world.
我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求。
This special relationship is given further definition by setting it in contrast to the world.
这里这个我们跟主之间特别的关系啊，更跟另外一个事情形成了对比，就是跟世界形成一个对比。
The world is a New Testament term for fallen, sinful humanity.
这里这个世界的意思在新约里边通常是指那个我们堕落了的、犯罪了的人。
It's the system of belief and practice that is anti-God and anti-Christ.
也包括一个系统，而这个系统是反对神的，是敌基督的。
Yet Jesus says, I pray for them.
但是耶稣说，我为他们祷告。
This should make every true believer here this morning bow in adoration and worship.
就因为这一点，所有的在座的，我们信主的，都应该在神的面前深深的敬拜。
Those words, I pray for them, are just like the words that Jesus told Peter when he says, but I have prayed for you.
那句话说，主为他们祷告，就正像耶稣为彼得，像跟彼得说的那样，我已经为你祷告。
Jesus goes on to deepen the relationship. He says, they were yours, Father.
耶稣进一步来说明，更深的来说明这个关系。他说，他们父啊，他们是你的。
Now the world and everything in it belong to the Father by right of creation.
那就着实际来说，世界和世上一切的事都是属于神的，因为神创造了万物。
But they are the Father's by His choice and redemption.
但这里说的他们是指到，是指着神父神拣选的，根据他自己的旨意所拣选和要救赎的那一帮人。
The Apostle Paul reminds us of the purpose of Jesus coming into the world.
保罗，使徒保罗也提醒我们关于耶稣到这个世上来到底是为了什么。
Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own.
保罗说他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的笔。
These are God's special people.
他们是神那一批那一帮特别的子民。
And beloved, you are God's special people.
弟兄姐妹，你也是神特别的子民。
So Christ prays for these men and for us because of the Father's special relationship to us.
所以耶稣为这些人祷告，也为我们祷告。这个基础就是我们跟父神那个特殊的关系。
And the other basis of Jesus' prayer is his coming separation from them.
另外一个耶稣为他们祷告的基础是很快耶稣要跟他们分开了。
While they walked with Jesus, they enjoyed the special protection of his physical presence.
当耶稣跟他们在地上一起行走的时候，他们非常享受主跟他们在一起和对他们的保守。
Those disciples would be deprived of that now, even as we are today.
但是现在门徒要失去这一点，就像我们今天也没有这样的一个没有这一个条件。
So Jesus prays for them, and verse 20 says that he includes us as well because we have believed through the testimony of these men.
所以耶稣就为他们祷告，而且在圣经的十七章二十节也说到，那个祷告里边包括了你我，因为我们也是在后来通过这些使徒的见证，也相信了耶稣的所传授的神的道。
That is the basis of Jesus' prayer.
刚才我们讲到了是耶稣为他们祷告的一个基础。
Now, secondly, notice the basics of Jesus' prayer for the believer.
那第二个我们要看耶稣为所有信他的人祷告的一些重点是什么。
We can only summarize this today. What does Jesus pray for?
那我们今天只能概略地讲，耶稣到底祷告了什么内容？
First of all, he prays for the safekeeping of the believers.
首先他是为门徒祷告，要保守他们。
Verse 11 says, protect them by the power of your name.
第十一节说，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们。
Now most of these men would experience the death of a martyr.
那其实这些门徒里边大多数的人很快就会经历为主殉道的事情。
The Apostle James would only live a short time more.
尤其是门徒雅各在这之后不久就为主殉道了。
The answer to Jesus' prayer does not lay in assuring their physical safety.
所以我们知道耶稣为他们祷告的那个保守不是单单指的身体上的保守。
It lies in their spiritual well-being and in their testimony.
而是指到他们灵里边的坚强和他们的见证。
Will they remain true and honor the name of their Lord with their life and their testimony?
是通过他们的生命，通过他们的生活和见证，是不是他们一直会坚守来宣扬主的名，坚持主的见证呢？
Jesus prays that they will.
耶稣祷告他们会的。
Then he prays for their unity.
然后耶稣就为他们的合一而祷告。
This seems to be the primary object of their safekeeping.And which ties most of the prayer of Jesus together.
这关于合一的事情，实际上是把耶稣的很多的祷告连接在一起。
There should be great shame as we review this today.
当今天我们看到这儿的时候，我们实在是应该感到羞耻。
I've spent a lifetime in ministry, and I don't know of too many people for whom a top prayer concern is the unity of the body of Christ.
因为在我一生的牧养教会的过程里边，我很少看到有人把为基督身体的合一祷告放在他祷告事项的第一个。
I'm a Baptist preacher.
我是一个浸信会的牧师。
And I've noticed that Baptists have become proud of their independence.
我注意到浸信会已经把所谓的独立性成为他们骄傲的一点。
We even like to laugh at the saying,Where there are two Baptists, there shall be three opinions.
有的时候我们甚至开玩笑说，如果你看到哪个地方有两个浸信会的人在一起，那么就会有三个意见。
But that's not what Jesus prays for.
但那不是耶稣为他们所祷告的。
Notice that this is not just unity with one another, but a prayer that as each believer is kept in true unity with God, the Father, each will be in unity with other believers.
我们也注意到这个合一并不单单是指到两个人之间的合一，他这个祷告里边也教导所有信他的人要在父神那个里边和在父神里边跟每一位跟随主的人要有一个合一。
And this unity of the body of Christ is supposed to resemble the unity within the Trinity.
这个合一应该是一个什么样的合一呢？就像父神、子神、灵神之间的这个三位一体的合一那么紧要，那么紧密。
This is serious business.
这是非常要紧的事情。
Do we take it as seriously as Jesus did the night before the cross?
那耶稣在上十字架之前的那个晚上，非常严肃地交代这个事情。那我们今天也有没有严肃地对待这个事情呢？
Then Jesus prays for joy.
然后耶稣就为一个祷告提到喜乐。
Verse 13, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them.
13节提到说，是要叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
Think of it, the joy of Jesus in me.
请大家想一下，是耶稣的喜乐在我的里边。
Notice he doesn't pray for my joy, but for his joy to be in me.
大家请注意啊，是不是耶稣要那个祷告是为了你我的喜乐，而是耶稣基督的喜乐在我们的里面。
And what is that joy?
那个喜乐是什么呢？
It is the joy of living the obedient and consecrated life, doing the Father's will.
那个喜乐是因为我们遵行父的旨意，在父的面前圣洁这样一个喜乐。
Jesus plans a joyful existence for us within the fellowship of his church.
所以耶稣是在耶稣的计划里边，是让我们在跟他的教会之间有这样一个团契，在这个团契里边享受那个真正的喜乐。
But it's only for the wholehearted.
但是这个喜乐只是为了那个全心为主的人。
The half-hearted usually get to see only the worst of both worlds.
而那些三心二意、半心半意的人，会经历到从两个世界都没有得到喜乐。
Then Jesus prays for protection from the evil one in verse 15.
然后在十五节，耶稣为他们的保守而脱离那恶者，蒙保守而祷告。
He prays that we'll be protected from the devil and the God, who's the God of this world, and from the evil that is in the world as a result.
他为他们祷告，要脱离那恶者，也脱离由于那恶者引起的一切。
It's not withdrawal from the world.
那不是让我们要从这个世界离开。
Your business and mine as Christian people is to be in the midst of this world and its affairs and still remain true and loyal to God and kept from evil.
作为基督徒跟随主的人，你和我仍旧生活在这个世界，经历这个世界上的事情，但同时呢，又对神有忠心，并且远离恶者。
James tells us religion that God accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after the orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
雅各在雅各书第一章告诉我们说，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
Christ wants us where we can be salt and light, spreading the gospel as we go while living for him and before him.
主从我们要的是让我们做盐做光，不论我们走到哪里，是活在他的面前，并且传扬他的福音。
So Christ prays that his followers may be kept unspotted, that they may not be harmed or polluted by the evil in this world.
所以耶稣为他的跟随他的人祷告，让他们可以保守自己的圣洁，不沾染世俗，也不被这个世界污染或者是伤害。
And then he prays for their sanctification.
然后耶稣为他们的成圣而祷告。
This is the positive side.
这个是非常正面的一点。
Kept from the evil one, but kept for God and for a life of godliness and service.
要脱离那恶者，而但是呢，要为了神，要过一个敬虔的生活。
And so that's the basis and the basics of Jesus' prayer for the believer.
所以刚才我们提到了耶稣为信他的人祷告的一个基础和他祷告的几个重点。
But there's one more thing.
还有一件事。
I want you to see the bias of Jesus' prayer for the believer.
我非常希望你能看到在耶稣为信他的人祷告里边还有一个偏爱。
This bias is a tendency on Jesus' part that should bring a question in our minds.
这个偏爱是我们从耶稣的祷告里边是看得很清楚的，但是这应该是带给我们一个问题。
Jesus says some remarkable things here about his disciples.
那耶稣在这里关于他的门徒讲了一件事情是非常引人注目的。
He says that the disciples have kept his word.
他说他的门徒已经遵守了神的道。
And we may wonder who is Jesus talking about.
那我们有可能会觉得很讶异，但主耶稣讲的是谁呢？到底是谁遵守了神的道呢？
As we read the Gospels and we look at the disciples, we see them quarreling and jealous of one another, having a desire to lord it over one another.
那当我们去读这个福音书的时候，我们所看到的门徒是他们经常在一起的时候就互相争吵，甚至有的时候会互相嫉妒，然后呢觉得一个人希望能够成为大的，在另外一个人之上，这是我们所看到的。
Now they're just moments away from Jesus' arrest when all would forsake him to save their own skins.
现在呢很快他们的主耶稣就要被捕了，他们就会逃散。
And it is of these people that Jesus tells the Father, they have kept thy word.
那是不是就是这些人，耶稣当把这些人带到神的面前的时候说，他们已经遵守了你的道呢？
So how do we explain this?
我们怎么解释这一点？
Jesus here is praying positional truth.
那在这里耶稣所祷告的是一个地位上的事实。
It's just like Jesus was able to pray in verse 4 that he had brought glory to the Father by completing the work the Father had given him to do the night before the cross.
那在这一点就非常像耶稣在第四节里面祷告的，他在上十字架之前所需要完成的父神差他来要做的那一切他都已经做了，而且因此带给神荣耀。
It's in the same way as the Son of God, he prays for them in their standing in Christ, complete in him.
那跟这个是一个同样的原则，作为神的儿子，他为门徒祷告，是祷告他们在耶稣在基督里边站立的稳，是在基督里边完全。
He's praying for them in the condition that will result from his finished work on the cross.
他们是为他们祷告，让他们达到那一个地步，是从耶稣已经完成的工作而带出来的一个结果。
He wasn't praying their personal experience.
他不是为了每一个人自己个人的经历而祷告。
He was praying for them in their position before the Father, saved and justified by grace.
他为他们祷告的是他们在神面前的一个地位。在父神面前的一个地位是他们被救赎也被称为义，是因着恩典。
A favorite author puts it this way.
下面是一段我非常喜欢的一位作者讲的一段话。
The Lord spoke here absolutely from the standpoint of their faith, not their failure. How beautiful to see our great high priest in full view of the weakness of their faith, presenting the disciples before the Father according to the perfections of his own love, that love which imputes no evil. They had kept the Father's word, but oh, how imperfectly. But love notices not their defects, but dwells only upon their faith, submission, and obedience. Satan is the accuser who speaks evil of believers, but Christ, our advocate, takes our part. This is the highest commendation Christ could give his people. They have kept thy word.
好，这段话很长，是刚才布朗牧师讲到，他非常喜欢一个作者叫品克。这里是说，主在这里讲的完全是他们信心上的立足点，而不是他们的失败。我们的大祭司非常清楚我们的软弱，然而当他在父面前纪念他的门徒的时候，凭的是他自己那完全的爱。这个爱就是哥林多前书十三章里边讲的那种不计算人家的恶那种爱。所以当耶稣说他们已经遵守了神的道，作者说，哇，你知道那是多么不完全的一种遵守。但是因着爱，主却不注视他们的不完全，而是单单注视他们的信心摆上和顺服。与此相反的，那个撒旦却是一个控告者，他总是在神面前提说信徒的错误，但是基督呢，是我们的保护师，把这一切都为我们担当了。这是主给他的门徒和跟随者最高的评语，就是他们已经遵守了你的道。
As their high priest, he doesn't criticize them.
作为他们的大祭司，他没有责备他们。
He just prays for them.
他只是为他们祷告。
This is the most encouraging thing I know.
这是我所知道的最让我受安慰的一件事情。
Look at Psalm 130 verses 3 and 4.
让我们看一下诗篇130篇第三节和第四节。
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness that you may be feared.
那里说，主耶和华，你若纠察罪孽，谁能站得住呢？但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
We have such a high priest, sympathetic and understanding and loving.
这是我们有这么一位大祭司，他是慈悲的、体贴的，是凭他的爱来看我们。
He sees us, he sees what is true of us seated with Christ in the heavenlies.
他看到我们住在基督里边的那个事实。
And he commits us to God in terms like that, not mentioning the weaknesses, the faults, and the failures, but saying, they have kept thy word.
当主在神面前纪念我们的时候，他不提我们的缺欠、软弱、错误和失败，但是他说他们已经遵守了你的道。
What a wonderful support for the spiritually discouraged today.
今天对于在灵里边失去志气的人，这是何等大的一个像恩手一样托着我们。
Now to apply our text.
那现在让我们看一下我们怎么样在生活里边应用这一些教导。
First of all, be sure you have the basis for Jesus' prayer for you.
那首先呢，一定要非常清楚，耶稣为你祷告有一个非常重要的基础。
You have a relationship established in Jesus with the Father.
那你有没有跟主建立一个在主里边跟父神的关系呢？
Has the Father drawn you to Jesus?
是神父神有没有把你吸引到主的面前？
Then secondly, as believers, let us follow Jesus' example here and show our love for one another by praying for one another.
那第二点呢，是让我们以主为榜样，让我们彼此之间也成为一个互相带导的一个团体。
Paul says, I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone.
那保罗也教导我们说，我劝你第一要为万人恳切祷告，代求，祝谢。
He talks about doing good to everyone, especially to those who are in the household of faith.
他也讲到说，一旦有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当如此。
Then thirdly, parents, family members, learn from Jesus' high priestly prayer.
那第三点呢，就是作为父母或者家庭成员，我们也应该从主耶稣的祷告里边学到一个祭司的心肠。
Are the concerns that Jesus has for you the same ones that you have for your wife or your husband or your children?
那你耶稣在你身上所关注的，是不是也是你在你的太太、丈夫或者孩子身上所关注的呢？
Family unity in the faith and the joy of Jesus, spiritual safekeeping and holiness.
所关注的事情就是信心里边的家庭里的合一，耶稣的喜乐，灵里的坚固和生活上的圣洁。
And do you have the bias of faith?
那你有没有在信心里边祷告的时候那种偏爱呢？
Do you see your family and friends, your fellow believers, the way God sees them?
当你看到你的家庭、你的朋友还有你的周围的弟兄姐妹的时候，是不是你看他们的眼光也是神看他们的眼光？
And as you think about your life, do you deeply desire for yourself the same things that Jesus is praying for you?
那在你自己的生活里边，你有没有非常的迫切的渴望你生活的那个方向就是耶稣所为你祈求祷告的呢？
And don't be discouraged with yourself.
因为自己，不要因为自己而气馁。
And don't be discouraged with the person you're sitting next to.
更不要因为坐在你旁边的人气馁。
Instead, listen to Jesus and know that He is praying for you.
而我们却要听主的话，知道他为你我祷告。
And all of Jesus' prayers are answered because He always prays according to the will of the Father.
我们要记得，耶稣所有的祷告都是被听到的，被应许的，因为他所有的祷告都是根据父旨意的祷告。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we give thanks for the prayers of Jesus on our behalf.
父啊，我们感谢你为了耶稣在你面前为我们所摆上的祷告。
I pray that every discouraged heart here today will be strengthened according to your might.
我也为每一位在这里的祷告，如果哪一位在灵里边被有气馁的，我为他们祷告，求你坚固他们。
That you would grant us your joy in our life.
所以求你在我们的生命中把你的喜乐赐给我们。
And that you'd cause us our hearts to be united together in love for you and one another.
让我们可以在你的里面合二为一，也在你的里面互相相爱。
We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。